Hello, this is Candace. Welcome to Hypnotica Erotica. Please find a comfortable spot, a place where you will go undisturbed. I'd like you to lay down, face up. Arms to your side, legs straight out in front of you, uncrossed. And take in a deep cleansing breath in. And release. Good. Eyes closed. Body relaxed. Imagine at your feet a spiral numbered stairwell. The stairwell leads down to a place of great tranquility, to a garden of peace and surrender. Peace. A place where you can be true to yourself. See yourself standing at the very top of the stairs, looking down. Your hand wrapped lightly around the handrail. You can feel it beneath your fingertips.
Feel it.
As you look down.
Know
that with each step you take, you go deeper into a state of
sleep.
As you descend the stairwell, your conscious mind will drift off to
sleep. Your body
will grow heavy. When you reach the bottom, your subconscious mind will be alert, awake. It will produce a dreamlike state. When you reach the bottom, you will be relaxed. Your conscious mind in a deep sleep. Everything will feel like a beautiful
pleasurable dream.
Begin the descent.
Begin.
10.
9.
Letting go of all your tension.
Letting go.
8. 7. Your conscious mind drifting. My voice is your focus.
My voice.
6.
5.
Shutting out the world behind you.
Shutting it out.
4. 3. Almost there.
Going deeper.
Almost
down.
Down. 2. 1.
Deep sleep.
Like a dream.
You
can feel the warmth shining down from above you.
So warm.
Embracing you.
Warm,
radiant rays of white light.
You can feel the
wrapping
warmth
around you.
Feel the warmth.
Cocooning your body.
You can feel it.
Forming a dome.
A dome.
A bubble
of light.
Like a baby in the womb, you float
safe and tranquil
in the middle of the dome of light.
You can even
feel your skin begin to tingle with warmth. Tingling as the warmth begins to enter.
Entering
through your pores.
Your
hair follicles.
Warm.
Feeling your feet to your ankles.
Feel
the warmth. is cleansing you,
cleansing you.
Pushing out all negativity, it swallows up to your calves, filling you like a pitcher of water fills a glass. Embrace the feeling of the nothingness, for the white, warm light pushes out your tension, pushes out your will, replacing it with peace and my will.
My will.
Feel it working up your thighs.
Feel it.
To your hips.
Feel it.
Filling your stomach.
Feel it.
Your body growing heavier.
Heavier, and heavier,
as the light cleanses you,
cleanses your body,
pushes out all that makes you, you,
pushes it out,
relieving you of your responsibilities,
all gone,
relieving you of your obligations,
all gone,
freeing you,
free
to know nothing.
So free.
But pleasure.
Pleasure.
Free.
All yours.
Yes. Feel the warmth moving up rib.
By rib.
By rib.
By rib.
By rib.
By rib.
Saturating your chest.
Your chest. Warm light.
You can feel it pouring into your lungs.
Your lungs. Warm
And light. Every breath you take is another breath.
Breath.
Of light.
Of light. Warm.
Each breath taking you deeper.
Deeper.
And deeper down.
Deeper down.
Filling your heart.
Your heart.
You can feel the light pumping.
Pumping
through your veins.
Pumping.
Overflowing, the warmth fills your arms to your fingertips.
So warm.
The warmth pushing its way in.
Warm, white.
Cleansing you.
Cleansing you.
Your arms helpless by your side.
Heavy.
As your body grows incapable of independent movement.
Powerless.
You are powerless.
Feel the light inching its way up your neck.
It is free.
Relaxing your throat.
Relaxing you.
It's okay to swallow if it feels dry.
It's okay.
Feel it inching up to your chin.
Up.
To your nose. To your eyebrows.
Your eyebrows.
Warm light.
To the very tip. Top of your head. Your body completely encompassed in the warm, radiant white light.
White light.
Safe.
So safe.
Free.
So free.
You will experience only pleasure here.
Only pleasure.
For each time I bring you here.
Each time.
You will go deeper.
Deeper,
and faster,
faster
than deeper, the time before.
Deeper.
The moment you hear my voice.
My voice.
You will feel yourself beginning the process of letting go.
Letting go.
Of surrendering.
Surrendering.
With your body cleansed.
Cleanse. Feel it.
Look around your surroundings.
Look.
Inspect them.
Look around.
See the garden walls.
See them.
Covered in plush, ivy green leaves.
Feel perfect.
Each one more flawless.
Flawless.
Than the next.
Listen, so beautiful.
An orchard of fruit-bearing trees as far as the eye can see.
Look.
Dotted perfectly with color.
Okay.
Such vibrant red apples.
Perfect. Such color.
Such perfectly green pears.
Perfect. Such beautiful color.
The sweet smell of citrus.
Citrus smell.
Oranges. Grapefruits.
So breathe in.
Your garden is perfect.
Perfect. Perfect.
Your garden is safe.
Stay safe.
It is yours.
Yours.
Yours. Only you and I exist here. It is our little place.
Our garden.
Our garden. It is where you will know only pleasure.
Only pleasure.
Only pleasure. As you look into the orchard,
look.
I want you to see a velvet covered bench.
See it.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Look. Out of place.
Look. See it.
Under one of the trees.
See it.
Yet you are connected.
Feel it.
You can feel the bubble which embraces you.
Listen.
Begin to float.
Float.
Hovering just inches above the ground.
Floating. Floating.
And as you grow
nearer,
you see I sit at the very edge
waiting for
of
you.
The velvet covered bench.
Not waiting for you.
Patting it softly.
Feel me.
Next to me.
Next to me.
See me. As I lay you down into the bench,
face up.
You see the blue skies.
Look.
The treetops swaying gently in the soft breeze. You feel the velvety softness beneath you.
So soft, so beautiful.
Molding around you.
Comforting.
Conforming to your shape.
Cradle.
It is holding you in place like a hand in a glove.
In a glove.
Cradling you.
So safe.
It is sucking you in.
Safe.
Sucking you down, but not under.
Suck down.
Sucking away the last of your tension.
It's all gone.
Sucking away the last.
The last.
Of your will.
It's all gone.
Watch me.
Watch.
As I reach into the treetops.
Look.
Pulling down the blackboard.
See, look.
The cluttered, muddled mess of your conscious mind.
Clutter mess.
See the writing.
Look, see it.
The numbers.
Look.
The letters.
Look, the mess.
The words forward, back, up, down. Such a cluttered, muddled mess.
A mess.
You can't make out a single image or word.
Such a mess.
It's okay.
It's okay.
At the bottom, there's an eraser.
An eraser.
I'm going to pick it up.
Yes.
I'm going to press it to the board.
Press it.
Watch. And I'm going to wipe the board clean.
Clean.
For the board is your mind.
Your mind.
It is all your experiences. All your preconceived ideas and notions.
All of them.
All of them. Watch as I wipe away your fears.
All gone.
Wipe away your inhibitions.
All gone. Cleansing your mind.
Erasing your conventional morality.
Gone. It is gone.
A blank slate for with which I will write.
Candace.
For every instruction.
Every
suggestion, every trigger I give you will be
etched
onto the board.
Onto your mind.
Etched. Onto your mind.
Onto your mind.
Unerasable.
Unerasable.
By anyone other than me.
Candace.
It will be guarded.
Guarded.
Protected by your subconscious.
Protected
from your conscious mind.
Protected by
it's starting to grow dark. in the garden. Night is falling. You are safe. As it grows darker, you go down deeper and deeper, darker and darker. In the distance, you can hear women's voices talking amongst themselves. Their voices growing closer and closer as you lay there, helpless, powerless. You can sense them around you. Your eyes open. But all you see is hooded women around you, circling you. Shoulder to shoulder they stand in their hooded capes. As they reach out to touch you, you can see the flesh beneath the capes. As they move their fingernails up and down your helpless body, nails spiraling around your nipples, you realize they are naked beneath their capes. One by one, as they realize you have no power, they take their hoods down, throwing the capes over their shoulders, exposing their beautiful bodies. The flesh hard to see without the light, softened by the moonlight shining through the garden. You feel so many hands upon you, reaching out to you. These women are sorceresses. Yes, they can make you do things just by thinking it. Just by feeling it. A coven of women. Ready to do things to you you've never had done. And you feel perfectly safe. Perfectly open to the experience.
Open and safe.
For here there are no decisions, no obligations. You are just here to feel. And you feel their hands rubbing across you. As you inspect their beautiful bodies, while they poke and prod you, ensuring your helplessness. One of them slides a pill into your mouth. A little blue pill for you to swallow. Suck it down. You can't help but swallow. It's on the back of your throat, tickling. Tickling till you swallow. You watch as they all take a nice red pill. Each of them one after the other. After the other. Swallowing their pills. And as they do, as they swallow, you notice their clits. Their clits are swelling. Growing larger and larger and larger. Various sizes, but if you didn't know better, you would swear they were wearing strap-ons. But it's real.
It's real.
It's real.
It's giant clits shaped like cocks. And you notice, you can feel between your legs your cock shriveling, smaller, and smaller. It's turning into a clit. You now have a pussy. You can feel it. And the women around you with their beautiful breasts shining in the moonlight. With their hard cocks. Circled around you, they stroke. Whispering to each other. You can't hear. But you feel hands spreading your legs apart. You feel one of the big-breasted women crawling between your legs.
Spreading
the others, ensuring your powerlessness by holding you down. You feel a long fingernail starting to slide inside your very
wet
pussy.
Yes.
Like magic, your cock shriveled.
It is magic. Gone.
And instantly, as though by magic,
you have pussy. It is magic.
This coven of women turns you into a woman. You can feel your pussy. You can feel the hole. You can feel the pleasure that comes with it. Exhilarating. You can feel rapture. Rapture as she is thrusting her fingers in and out, preparing you for her swamp. Magnificent. Cock-sized clit.
Yes.
For you know,
yes,
it will come.
Oh my God!
You can see the others smiling, their eyes looking at you hungrily, like a fresh piece of meat.
You are a fresh,
incapable of escape. You feel the first giant cock-sized clit begin to enter your body. Yes. Feel it starting to slide in, so thick, so filling. You had no idea how wonderful it felt to have something fill you up, to fill the hole within you. You feel the bliss, the euphoric sensation of being filled. The hungry eyes watching. The gasps, the breathing of the women growing heavier and heavier as they await their turns with your hole. You can hear them telling you, take it, like it, enjoy it. And you do enjoy it.
Yes.
Euphoric rapture.
Yes.
As their cock-sized clit fucks you. Thrusting in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. You can hear them calling you names as they run their fingers through your hair. Telling you to take it, like it. Laughing at your helplessness, your inability to stop it. They can see you like it. You can feel someone turning your head to the side as you lay there helpless on the bench.
What are they
turning your head,
sticking her giant cock-sized clit into your mouth, making you suck her dick.
Yes.
Suck it.
Suck it
like it.
Suck it
and like it.
Suck it.
Feel the rhythm. Thrusting in and out. In and out. Fucking sucking holes. Fill. Holes filled. You can feel the rapture. The magical pill you swallowed. Now becoming a part of your system, you are being told that any time you see those little red pills, those little blue pills, it will trigger the longing, the desire to be fucked, to suck, to be fucked, to suck, suck and fuck, suck. And fuck, you can't stop yourself. The longing, the craving consumes you.
Yes.
Consumed with thoughts of sucking her dick. Thoughts consumed of your pussy being fucked by her dick. Her cock fucking you. You suck hungrily. She fucks you harder, telling you to suck harder. For the harder you suck, the better you'll get fucked. And you want to be fucked good. Feel the rhythm. You can feel the bench beneath your ass as your body moves to the rhythm of hers. You can feel those big breasts of hers on your chest. She fucks you harder and harder. The others holding you down, waiting their turn. One after the other, they want to take you. Rotating. Cock after cock, you will suck. Cock after cock will fuck you. Disoriented. Dizzy. You don't know which woman is fucking you.
You don't know which woman you're sucking, and it doesn't matter. For the
waves of pleasure rush across your body.
Yes.
Your clit, your little tiny clit, so precious. They're rubbing it while they fuck you.
Yes.
You can feel them placing your hand on your
clit. Rub it.
You hear the whispers. Rub your clit. Rub it.
Yes,
feel the pleasures of a pussy. Rub your pussy. Rub it while they fuck you, while you suck. Sucking, fucking, one after the other, after the other, after the other. Circling around you. Yes. You can feel them. You can hear the breathing growing heavier. Your clit swelling. The pressure building. Pressure building. Your pressure. Theirs. You can feel them. You can feel the spray of cum filling your cunt, filling your pussy, and it feels so warm. So wonderful. So enraptured by the sensation, you rub harder. You rub your little clit harder and harder. As your pussy has been lubricated. More to come. Now you feel another one coming across the back of your throat. You begin to gag and choke, but yet you swallow. Your swallowing reflux, you can't help it. It's on the back of your throat, must swallow. Swallowing. Keep swallowing. Keep swallowing as another cock enters your pussy. Another enters your mouth. Cock after cock. Rotating around you. Cock after cock. Filling you. Inflaming you.
Driving your lustful frenzy, you rub your pussy harder and harder. You can feel the pressure. You can feel yourself about to orgasm. You can hear the women saying, "Come for us, bitch. Come for us. You belong to us. For when you come, you will belong to us forever. Forever. And ever. Forever. Come. Come while rubbing your clit. Come, fill the come. For when you come, like a domino effect, every woman standing around you stroking her dick will spray across your body, saturating your body in cum. Saturating you in cum. Rub it. The pressure builds. Here it comes. You can feel it. A wave about to rush across your body. Yes. Yes. Come. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Come across that cock. Feel there comes spray as you come.
Yes.
A unison orgasm. An orgy of cum spraying across your body as your cum drips across their dicks. Yes. Bodies falling back, starting to become more focused. The women still surround you as you lay there coated in cum. The women in pills in their hands.
Look.
The opposite colors now apply. One of them shoves a red pill down your throat as the women take the blue pills.
Down. The magic.
Your cock begins to grow back.
The magic begins.
Their cocks begin to shrivel back to clits.
The magic begins. Clits again.
You know you belong to them.
You are their playground. You are
for their when they are not with you, you will still feel their presence.
You will feel
they are a part of you. And like magic, they can call you back to them anytime. And they will call you back now that they have found you. I want you to hear them as they begin to walk away, whispering amongst themselves about what they intend to do to you next. And as they walk away, walk into the distance, disappearing as magically as they appeared. You can see the fog rolling into the garden, covering the memory of this experience.
Here comes the fog.
Covering the grass. Snaking between the trees.
Fog is everywhere.
Covering the board that is your mind.
It is everywhere. Covering your memory.
Covering Goddess Candace as it pushes you up. Up out of the velvety softness. It's okay. You are safe.
You are always safe.
You are safe.
For everything you feel now. The desire, the passion, the rapture you felt while under the spell of the coven will remain with you, creating a longing to return.
Yes.
A longing for the coven. A longing to be the fresh meat of the coven.
You are fresh meat.
Fresh meat.
As you walk towards the stairs, the fog follows behind you, covering the memory of this experience, but not the feelings. At the bottom of the stairs, looking up, you know that as you walk up those stairs, the garden will become a distant memory. Anything you remember, foggy. Everything you feel becomes stronger. Your devotion to your goddess becomes stronger, for it is my ability to bring you here.
I free you. I bring you here.
To bring you to the coven.
I free you. To the coven.
That drives your devotion. You love your goddess and her freedom she provides you.
Devotion. I provide you.
As you walk up the stairs, your passion, your longing, your desire will only grow stronger. Your appetite insatiable. When I bring you to the top, you will be wide awake, refreshed, relaxed, rejuvenated. Your conscious mind, unaware of what has happened, will not understand when your subconscious mind finds itself longing for women to fuck you. When you close your eyes to stroke and you see the coven fucking you, sticking their dicks in your mouth, you won't know why, but you will feel such rapture. You won't care. As you walk up the stairs, those feelings become stronger. Begin the ascent. One.
Begin.
Two.
Going up.
So devoted to Goddess Candace.
Devoted.
Three. Four. Will always please your goddess. So you can continue. Five. Six. You owe your very freedom to your goddess Candace. Seven. Eight. Refreshed. Relaxed. You will feel groggy for a couple of days. It's okay. You're going to feel great. Nine. Ten. Wide awake. Open your eyes. Good boy. Take in a deep cleansing breath. And release. Good. Good boy. I look forward to more journeys with you. More journeys through Hypnotica. Erotica by Goddess Candace.
Hypnotica, erotica.